Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. We often think that anger is a sign of strength. When someone is in power gets angry, we see it as authority. But Imam Hadi, peace be upon him, gives us a different perspective. He says, anger towards someone who is under your control is not strength, it's lowliness. Let me read his words. Anger towards one whom you have power over is lowliness. So when you have power over someone, a child, I saw just this morning a clip in which a father kicks his child on the face. That was very awful and terrible and shocking. When you have power over someone, like a child, an employee, a student, anyone who depends on you, and you respond with anger, you're not showing strength, you're showing weakness. True strength is restraint. Think about it. Anger is often a loss of control. And when you're in a position of power, losing control is even more damaging. The person you're angry at can't fight back. They have to absorb it. And they may comply out of fear, but they lose respect for you. They see you not as someone strong, but as someone who can't handle their own emotions. Psychologists have studied this. People in positions of authority who use anger and intimidation to get results are often less respected. Compliance may increase, but trust decreases. Loyalty disappears. The relationship becomes one of fear, not respect. And fear is fragile. It lasts only as long as the power lasts. Imam Hadi is teaching us something profound. When you have power over someone, when you have a responsibility too, you're in a position of trust. You are the stronger one. Not in a way that gives you the right to dominate, but in a way that requires you to be more patient, more restrained, and more just. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and his holy progeny said, "The strong is not the one who overcomes people by his strength, but the strong is the one who controls himself at the time of anger." Imam Hadi is echoing that truth. When you have power, self-control is not just good, it's essential. So, what does this look like in practice? If you're a parent and your child makes a mistake, your anger is not a sign of strength. It's a sign that you've lost patience. True strength is teaching them with calmness, correcting with love. If you're a manager and an employee makes an error, your anger is not authority. True authority is guiding them to do better without crushing their confidence. And if you're a teacher and the student struggles, your anger doesn't help them learn. It shuts them down. True teaching is patience, not rage. So Imam Hadi alayhi salam gives us this wisdom. Anger toward the powerless is not power. Is lowliness. True strength is restraint. True authority is patience. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh دانش.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.